Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 119:60.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 119:60. I will hurry without delay to obey your commands. I raised 3 kids, and I well remember the variety of responses they gave me when I issued simple commands like, put your dirty clothes in the laundry hamper. One might say, okay, I'll do it after I finish reading this story. A different child might whine, aw, do I have to? A third might say, oops, I guess I forgot, and then immediately get the job done. Which one do you think made my heart most glad? You're right, the one who obeyed my request and without delay. So it is with God and His kids. He gives us commands such as, forgive that person who has offended you, and take off those lustful thoughts and put on pure thoughts instead, and don't worship idols. Love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. He sometimes gives us commands to reach out to a grouchy neighbor or change our career or uproot our family and move to a different location. When He issues a command, then we're faced with choosing our response. Do we say yes and hop to it? Or do we roll our eyes as though to say, yeah, whatever? Do we agree but then drag our feet because we want to obey on our own terms? I've done the latter, and I can safely assume that some of you share that category with me. We know that obeying God's commands is the right thing to do, but our sinful nature digs its heels in. We kind of like our life the way it is. Why shake it up and make changes that might be uncomfortable? Obeying God's commands sometimes means humbling ourselves before others, perhaps admitting we made a mistake or were flat out wrong in a particular situation. So who wants to admit failure? Obedience often means confronting fear of some sort, the fear of an unknown future or inadequacy. It stretches and shapes our character, and it always requires an attitude of surrender, like Jesus modeled when He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane hours before His arrest. Not my will, but thine be done. Ultimately, Jesus is the perfect example of what obedience looks like. Philippians 2 tells us that we must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though He was God, He did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, He gave up His divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When He appeared in human form, He humbled Himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Jesus' example teaches us that obeying God can be costly. His eternal purposes are far beyond our imagination, and His invitation for us to participate in them might require that we say yes to his marching orders despite pain or inconvenience. In some cases, obedience means doing what he says, even though it doesn't even make sense. Simon and the other disciples experienced this one day at the beach. Remember, these were professional fishermen who knew their stuff. Then along came Jesus, a carpenter nonetheless, with marching orders for them. Take your boat into deeper waters and let down your nets to catch some fish. Oh, come on, seriously? These guys had fished all night and come up empty-handed. They were exhausted. There's no way that going out in the daytime sun was going to work. They knew it, and that's why they were cleaning their nets. They were done for the day. But Simon's response is one we should adopt when God gives us orders that don't make sense. Simon said, "Master, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again." This is the kind of obedience today's Bible verse wants us to practice. Simon and the other disciples hurried without delay to obey Jesus' command. They did so not because they agreed with it, because in reality they did not, and they said so. They obeyed Jesus because he was their master. His divine authority meant that his words weren't up for debate. They were to be respected and acted upon right now. So the disciples hopped to it, and Jesus blessed them with a catch that ripped their nets and nearly sunk two boats. When Simon realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man." For he was awestruck by the number of fish they'd caught. My friend, obedience is the lifestyle Jesus wants us to adopt because it demonstrates love and trust in him, our master. We might not agree with his commands, nor feel eager to do what he says, but let's hop to it, okay? He's wise, he's good, and because of who he is, he deserves our obedience now, right now, without delay. Let's pray. Master, you know our sinful nature and its tendency to protest or ignore or delay when you give us marching orders. Forgive us for focusing on self and personal safety and creature comforts over your eternal purposes. Give us hearts eager to get involved with you and courage to say yes without delay because of who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceBox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.